Well, hey there, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Talking Through the Media's live on a Thursday. We are back. I'm here. I had to bypass, just realized at the last second I had to bypass the opening jingle and everything because I didn't put the graphics together. So today we're gonna I'll just try to do it right now. We're gonna talk a little bit about The Last of Us casting and a new character for Abby, and we are going to talk about Supergirl, among other things. And joining me on a Thursday, the return of the champ. There he is.
It's Kevin. Me, Kevin the director.
Like I said, my second favorite director named Kevin. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
It's good to be back, man. Good to be back.
Appreciate you stopping by, man. We got some topics to talk about on a, and I apologize for dismounting that camera. I got to get that shaky cam fixed, but that's, I'm going to call that the action cam for you, bro. So if it shakes, we'll just call
it.
Is it
close enough? Is it close enough?
Yeah. Huh? There we go. There we go. I'll do that. That's the Jim Carrey. Like, yeah. Well, guys, we're going to get right into it. We have some things to talk about. First and foremost, we have some news in the headlines. We have Abby is being cast for the upcoming season 2 of The Last of Us. And I want to get your thoughts on it. We have, I had her name right off the tip of my tongue. Is it Caitlin? Is it Dirt? Is it?
I don't know. I don't remember her name either. Like, I just know that I know her face. That casts something.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I'll pull it up. I have my show notes in front of me, and then I lost it.
Or I can just, let's see. Okay. Okay. Caitlin Dever. Officially.
Dever. Yeah.
Caitlin
Dever. Yeah. Caitlin Dever. So yeah, has been cast as Abby, and I know that was a shock to some people. If you remember her from, I remember her. I got first familiarized with her from Booksmart. I don't know if you saw that one.
I haven't seen that one yet. No.
Camera. I'm all over the place. I'll just use
I'm
that.
Invisible. There we go. Okay, there I am. I'm back. I haven't seen that movie yet. No, like, I think the last movie I saw recently was Good Burger 2. Mm-hmm. That's because my friend Foxy and I were like, you know what? We want to see this one. It sounds like a good idea to see that movie. It was okay, to say the least.
But yeah, but if you haven't seen her in anything recently, some of the things I can recommend, I'll have a little quick little refresher just in case if you guys are not familiar with her, because she is a great actor, and I've enjoyed her in almost everything that I've seen her in. So have you? Okay, so you said you have not seen Booksmart.
No.
Okay. No. How about this? Let's pull these things up. Recently, the most recent project that she did was something called No One Will Save You.
I remember seeing that project on Hulu. I didn't really want to watch it. Like, it sounded like, it was all right.
It was pretty good. It was a new take on an alien invasion type of movie. I'll say it like this. It played like a video game. Because the stereotypical things that would happen in an alien invasion movie like this, like what happened in Signs and stuff like the aliens kind of showed up pretty fast.
Yeah.
And just like a video game, you get past the first alien, and then boss would come.
The next level.
It was going through some level stages. It was kind of weird. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way she's going to be able to beat this one. And then the next one, and I was like, what the hell is going on? It kept getting stronger and stronger, and somehow she found a way. Life finds a clever girl. She
was
a
clever girl. No, exactly.
But
it
wasn't the best, but it was pretty good.
I think a lot of movies just been kind of like, like one of the movies I saw around Christmas was Silent Night. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that one?
Yeah. That one, I thought like he would like. There's only one character that's gonna be Silent Night because you know he was shot in the throat and couldn't talk anymore. Right. But everyone was not. There was like no lines at all in the movie. It was like literally like a silent movie. Like you heard shit and everything, but like literally the actors did not say a single line. It was more like just glances and grunts and whatnot. But I was just like, really? Okay, I guess it's a silent movie. It was cool to see John Woo being, you know, directing again, but yeah, it could have been better.
But what overall, you haven't seen that one. What about Rosaline on Hulu? I mean, she seems to have a Hulu contract going on, right?
I have not seen that one.
Me neither. Don't feel bad about that.
I think one movie I saw on, there's two movies I've seen on Hulu. One was Boss Level featuring Frank Grillo. That one actually was pretty good.
Yeah, I'll
and,
say that one.
The other one was Werewolves Among Us. It's kind of like a comedy where you're trying, like these guy, like these town, like small town is isolated in a like winter storm, and
they, I think I know which one you're talking
they
about.
Think one of the townspeople was a werewolf, yeah. And this happy-go-lucky, like this very optimistic park ranger who's, you know, he's like, hey man, we're gonna get through this. We're gonna get through this, and he doesn't curse at all. Like, and he does curse a little bit, but he's like, you know what? It's okay to be nice. It's okay to be nice.
But you said, but this is my favorite one. I have to get off set of it right here. Is Booksmart. If you haven't seen Booksmart, it's like it's almost exactly like because her brother's in what was that the movie that the two best friends? McLovin. What was that movie called?
Superbad.
It's like the female version of Superbad. That is the this movie was funnier than it had any business being. I love this one, but she's a great actress though. But you, me, and before the show, we were talking about her and then Unbelievable with her Toni Collette and Merritt Weaver, and she was also great in that.
I did not see that one either.
It's just some of the things that
I guess I have no interest in Caitlin Dever. I'm sorry,
you're not very familiar with her, with her
like,
body of work.
As I said, like there are certain like I guess she's just kind of like I just. Never heard of those movies. Yeah. Like,
but what are your thoughts about her being cast as Abby, though? Because you were talking about it before.
She's going to have to talk to the guys that got all the actors in 300 jacked.
Yeah.
Because she's got to get jacked.
Yeah.
She's definitely going to be a hateable character. So, like, if they wanted me to hate the character, I would have cast Elizabeth Moss because I actually hate that actress with a passion. but. She's definitely gonna have to get jacked. She's definitely gonna have to be very hateful, or she.
Now,
has,
as far
she,
as acting ability, I'm not worried about that. She's a top tier actress.
Okay, look, she's definitely got
Golden
the eyes.
Nominee.
She's got the list. She needs to have a prosthetic nose.
Yeah,
prosthetic nose, and she's got Abby down to a T. That and she's got to get jacked.
Got to get jacked.
Like, look at those arms, huh? Yeah. Like she were to do this with an egg between right there, and she'd
get it cracked.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's got it. So she's got to get it cracking for that.
Exactly.
For that role. Mm-hmm. I mean, me personally, I don't feel like.
Oh, you said it.
I don't need the actor to.
For me.
To be 100% like because this is the same argument that was with I almost said Emma. What was her name? The main actress, Ellie, right? Yeah. The Ellie actress. Like, she doesn't 100% look like the video game version. But
I wish.
But
you got the notes right here. The next topic
is the next topic of the day.
The next topic is Greta Gerwig sees where Joe Coy's boobies joke is coming from.
Yeah.
This is a new topic for me. I'm familiar with Greta Gerwig.
So you didn't see the Golden Globes?
I did not see I saw some award speeches for the Golden Globes, but I did not know about.
So comedian Joe Coy was one of the was like the 10th comedian that they called to host this. A lot of people were like, nah, they were backing out. So I'll give him a little credit. He only had like a couple days to prep.
Yeah.
And comedians, they say that they'll write 100 jokes and they'll only pick 15 that they think will land. And I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. Like, he was bombing up there real bad. One of the jokes that he made was about Barbie. He said Barbie was a movie about women empowerment, but it was really about a plastic doll with big boobies. He said like said it right to the cast face, right to their face.
Oh no!
And the joke did not land. He even made a Taylor Swift joke.
Oh, dude!
About the NFL not cutting. We're not going to cut to Taylor Swift as much as they do in the NFL. Like all his jokes were not landing because then the crowd wasn't really giving him what he needed to make it work. They were trying to. I think at one point he even made Meryl Streep do the Wakanda Forever.
I have never heard of Joe Coy's before, but
he's funny. He's a funny dude.
From the sounds of it, he doesn't sound like he was that funny during the Golden Globes.
I mean, but hosting and it's just not the same. So he was bombing. But
he should stick to what he's good at. Yeah. All right.
I mean, he was trying to do some stand-up up there.
He was trying to be coy with people, and he did not work.
I see what you did there. Uh-huh. Oh, we got to get rid of the old thing. So this is what – so Greta was asked about it, and this is what she said in her headlines. She said, well, he's not talking about – the movie was just about a plastic doll with big boobies. He said, well – yeah. Go ahead. You got it?
Well, he's not wrong. Gerwig told BBC Radio's 4's Today host, Matthew Kennedy, she's the first doll. Hang on.
I got you.
She's the first doll with that was mass-produced with breasts. Mm-hmm. So he was right on, and you know, I think... Oh, it went away.
Oh, she's not British.
She's not? I always assumed she was British.
I don't think she's British. But, I think that so much of the... Well, no, you didn't get to the last one. She's the first doll that was mass-produced with breasts. So she gave him some cover about the joke.
I just felt like that was just her being nice.
Yeah.
You know?
It's he gave him an out on a technicality. She was the first, Barbie was the first doll with breasts that was mass produced with breasts.
And
like
from that moment, she's like, I own you.
Yeah.
Barbie owns you.
You owe me for
that. You're going to be in the sequel and you're going to be a character that's lesser than Alan.
Oh, wow. That's punishment, man.
That,
I love the Alan character, man. Alan was great.
Oh, no. There's nothing wrong with Alan, but she's...
The hierarchy, though.
Yeah, exactly. You're the bottom. You're going to be...
I wouldn't mind.
You're going to be Michael Cera's bitch. And I'm talking about the Michael Cera from This Is the End.
Oh, you're going to be an Alan bottom.
Yeah. He's going to go from the... He's basically... It's like that one scene where he's getting railroaded by two people. Like, one is in the front and one's in the back. He's in the back.
Oh, it's Alan Sandwich. There you go.
Yeah, he's going to be the back of the Alan. He's going to be the butt of the Alan Sandwich.
He got a little bit. Yeah, so he got a bunch of heat for it, but she gave him a pretty good out of it. And that was nice on him. She didn't have to do it. She could have just piled on. And when, so it was kind of nice of her to give him a little bit. Technically, he's right. So I don't know. I mean, but everybody's anybody that's kind of reviewing what happened with the you didn't catch it.
I've seen some of the acceptance speeches. They were very short. I'm like,
oh no, they were cooking. They were rocking and rolling, man. They got
straight to the point.
Yeah,
no,
they got through it. They didn't play around. They played that music that wrap it up music. The second you said thank you,
the wrap it up box.
Yep.
Yo, man, wrap it up. Anytime someone's going on, I'm like looking at my, you know, someone like boring. Yo. I'm like, I just want to get like a wrap it up box. Be like, yo, man, wrap it up,
B. You better wrap. What did he say? You better wrap it up, Judge. Guys, you got to watch more Chappelle Show. All right, but yeah, man. I mean, that was kind of nice of her. She gave him an out. But let's get into the nitty gritty. Let's get into some of the. The main topics of the week, we're going to get into some reviews. That is Echo. We saw Echo,
mm-hmm.
And I literally just finished it like 30 minutes to an hour ago, the last uh-huh. episode. And I thought, oh man, I'm not on my P's and Q's right here. Where was I at? There we go.
There we go, Echo.
So... I'm gonna let you go. What did you think? Did you binge this yesterday or today?
I binged it last night. I thought Loki season 2 was better.
Oh yeah, so Loki, you're 100% right. Loki season 2 was way better than what we got
just,
here.
It felt like, I think a lot of it was rushed. And yeah. Like the actress, she did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
I think the rest of the supporting actors did a good job too, including Vincent D'Onofrio, and even set up the ending for him. Spoiler alert for him potentially running to be mayor of New York City.
Yeah.
And it was good seeing Charlie Cox back in the original OG red Daredevil suit.
Yeah.
But it just felt like everything was getting up to a certain point. Like, oh, she's going to triumph, and like, yeah, we'll let you go. It's like, really? And even the final confrontation was, it felt like, really?
You know what I thought when I finally watched that last episode? I was like, well, that was a story. I mean, it was something. I mean, was it necessary? Did I need this story? I felt like this could have just been a 1 hour or one episode, one or two episodes, just 1-2 hours and just done, like a movie. It could have been a movie. Episodes 1, 3, and 5. Because what I really noticed was that there this that cookie cutter formula that Marvel's been doing? This, whether they're the hero, the anti-hero, this, you know, that journey that they got to go through. Then they get then a couple episodes down the line, they get somebody to help them make a new suit or a new adaptation to the suit that they're already working on, like what she had with her leg. And then by the last episode, they're fully in costume and fully embracing what, you know, with their new suit. I'm like, it was that same story again. They're doing their thing. They don't want any help from anybody. And then somebody forces their way into their heart. They finally accept the help. That person also knows how to make a new suit. They get a new suit, and then they're wearing the new suit at the end, last episode. End. We seem to get that all the time with these Marvel shows.
It's just you see this character is very capable in the Hawkeye series, and then like obviously she's very capable in a lot of this, you know, she's kicking ass and everything. You want to see this character succeed, but she's like, oh no, she's not going to succeed, and then all of a sudden she succeeds by technicality. It's like, yeah. Really? Technicality? That's not really a superhero. That's like, it's like saying, oh, hey, you know, we're going to kill you, but oh, wait, never mind, we're not.
But we got to wait. We got to wait to get permission first.
Exactly. It's like, that's not a victory. Let her kick ass. Let her, like, if she found a way, like, what would have been a better way to end, like, at least episode 3 in the roller rink is her using some of her powers to win. That would have been a great way to end that episode. And then her finding about her ancestry in episode 4, that makes sense. And then her, you know, utilizing her powers more in episode 5, but she barely used her powers.
I don't know much about the comic book character, the character overall. I didn't know she had powers, and I was not expecting her to have powers.
I didn't know that either.
I was okay with it, but how do you feel about
it? It just felt like, here's the thing.
Did you feel like it was necessary?
It just felt like, why have these powers if you're only going to use them for, like, literally less than 2 minutes out of the entire series. It just
and I'm sorry to spoil it, but I really don't care. I'm gonna say her mother had the a healing factor or healing power.
Yeah,
she was a healer, but her power, what was that she did to Kingpin at the end? Did she just give him the power to just reconsider? Was that her power to make him reconsider?
I think she was trying to say, you don't have to be held by your pain of your abusive daddy. And he's like, no, I want to be.
That scene I did like. I did like him fighting against that. What did he say? I'm not going to be who you want me to be. Like, I'm not that. I'm not.
There's no reaching me. A lot of it felt very short in my mind. Yeah. And I just was like,
it could have been shorter. I really thought that this could have just been one episode. The way that first episode set the tone, I think it did a disservice because nothing else, no other action scene really met with or came up to that same level as when the Daredevil was there.
I enjoyed Hawkeye more. At least with Hawkeye, they managed to win.
Yeah.
This one, it didn't feel like really much of a, you know, hey, we're winning. It's more like, oh, we're winning by default. Yeah. It's like, that's not a hero. That's like, I am repairman, man.
Yeah.
I can repair anything. It's like, no, you didn't. You just made shit a lot worse.
Yeah. I felt like I don't know if they're really trying to hammer it home that, you know, she's not a hero, she's an anti-hero and everything, or if they're going to make her a hero.
It just felt like a character study. That's all it felt like.
That's a good way to put that. I agree. I was like, that was a story. That's exactly how I felt at the end.
It just, for me, if you're going to have a character study.
You said it. There you go. You did it.
Mother effer.
For me.
I forgot to put you on screen for that one. Sorry.
as mentioning before, I just feel like if you're going to have a character study, make it a character study.
Yeah.
But don't try to make it an action show. When you're not going to have the quote hero or anti-hero at win, like properly win, not like just say, oh, we're going to win by default because the bad guys just walked away.
Yeah.
You know, it felt very unsatisfying. Yeah. That's just me though.
That first episode was great. I feel like it set a tone that the rest of it didn't
meet.
Amount up to. So I was whelmed. Okay, since we both already gave it set the for me line, let's give it the grade. Where are we gonna grade this term paper here?
I'm out of 10.
What's your 1 out of 10 on it?
I'd have to give it a 6.
A 6. That's what, like a C.
That's minus? A D right like there.
A D? Like a D.
And if it gets to 5, that's like an F. Yeah. That's a failing.
I'll match you. I'll match you with this. Was a D. It was the first episode 1. Well, I would say episode 1 was an A.
Definitely was a good good hook, but everything else
it didn't stick the landing.
No.
Yeah. Overall by the D. Yeah. Oh yeah. Big D. Got the big D. Yeah. But hey, but Vincent D'Onofrio was great though. Every scene that he was in, I was hoping for more. But
one thing I found that was very different. He signed in Daredevil. Oh no, sorry, not Daredevil. In Hawkeye, he signed a lot with Maya and whatnot. He actually communicated with her in sign language.
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't feel like learning that.
He's like, I don't want to learn sign language. Yeah. I'm like, you spoke it in Hawkeye, you lazy fat effer. That is convenience.
That
like
lens in his eye. I was like, I know she's not gonna fall for this and wear that thing because that's definitely a tracker. Like you know that's a tracker, right? You know he's gonna. I thought it was gonna be like mind control or something like that.
I don't know, but I think that's honestly the best invention I've ever seen. Like, you know, an automatic translator. I thought like, oh shit.
Oh yeah, we can get that augmented. What is it? Augmented reality on those bad boys.
Yeah,
I
think that'll exactly. That was a
nifty little
nifty
little trick. But and maybe that's gonna be moving forward how she. Is able to communicate, I guess, in the future.
Well, she can read lips. Yeah. She can read lips. I think that was more for Kingpin benefit.
I hope she doesn't keep that in her eye because
she took it out.
Good. Okay. I didn't notice.
She took it out. She tossed it in the garbage can on the last episode.
Okay. I didn't notice if she did that or not. I was like, yeah, don't keep that in your eye. That you know, Kingpin's probably gonna push a button, blow your head up or something, right? But let us know what you guys thought. I wasn't overwhelmed. I was just whelmed. It was a story. That was something there. Let us know what you guys think. Let's move on real quick to the next. Oh, I got a little surprise for you. No, nothing too major. As I move on to the next topic, like I was thinking about this and I made a little video for it. Okay, do you remember the movie? You saw Deadpool 1.
Yeah, of course.
Remember the joke about Happy International Women's Day or something like that?
Yeah, remember
that joke that they made?
No.
Yeah.
Doesn't it go awesome with this scene? With from Road Trip?
I miss Sean William Scott. He should do more like theatrical movies.
I think I mixed them up, but yeah, it was there it is. So the national everybody remembers that joke right there, but I always thought like what movie goes perfectly with that scene, and I thought Road Trip. Is this the complete opposite reaction to what Ryan Reynolds gave?
It's the funny thing is the guy that directed that movie directed like Academy Award nominated and well Academy Award winning movies now like Joker and. It's like, oh my God, he's actually directed those movies.
I know, right? But I thought that was two. Like, so my question was gonna be, what are the two movies that had like a similar scene that goes real perfectly together, but had two different reactions? And let me remind you guys again that was his reaction.
That was awesome.
And that was. So similar situation, two different reactions. I guess it's a 50-50 kind of a situation right there.
I kind of
screwed up the
No, you're good. It's all good.
But before the last topic
the second to last topic.
We got two more.
Oh,
yeah, second to last topic.
Yeah.
We got some news that Supergirl. Oh, am I totally messing up the?
No. It's so basically there are at least three actresses that will be test screening for the role of Supergirl soon. They are Millie Alcock, Amelia Jones, and Meg Donnelly.
Meg Donnelly is a voice. Is the voice actress the current voice actress of?
I think Supergirl. I think Meg is. She has the look.
She has more of the look, and she has the voice.
Exactly. Like I mean, when they had like the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 movie, rather than getting a famous actress or actor for the role of Tails, they brought the actual video game actress.
Exactly. They could have killed two birds with one stone with that. I mean, Steve Urkel, Jaleel White was the voice of Sonic for two separate Sonic series. So they could have got him back, but you know, but they got a different voice actor for that. I feel like Meg has the look down, but honestly, I think the front runner I think the front runner, and I saw an article that said, oh, not that. I saw
yeah,
that,
he would make a good Supergirl.
Yeah,
he'd be like,
that was awesome. Yes, thank you, Clark. But you know, I heard that the front runner
coming to summer real soon.
Yeah, is Millie Alok from House of, and people know her best.
Oh, you
from,
didn't get the joke.
Wait, what was that again?
Coming soon.
Oh, I get joke, but. Coming soon, hopefully. I think Alcock is going to get it. I think there's an article out right now that says that she's the front runner. But if your pick would be, so James Gunn says I can't decide. All three of these girls' auditions were great. Kevin, help me out, bro. Who do you pick?
I picked the one I mentioned. McDonald.
You're gonna go with the voice of Supergirl.
Yeah, but she looks the part. I agree.
I think going with an unknown and the fact that
exactly.
she's a voice, I think that's cool.
Exactly,
because she can continue being the voice.
Like when they casted Thor, they went with unknown actors, and they did a fantastic job. Yeah. Chris Hemsworth and Tom Hiddleston did and they played
Tom Hiddleston, who did audition for Thor.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. Go with Meg Donnelly. She looks the
role. Like, she is the voice.
So she can definitely carry herself, I think.
And the others
just kind of feel like it's like, you know.
I mean, I didn't see Coda.
If you go like to a grocery store and you said you want to get like peanut butter, but then there's the grocery store brand peanut butter.
Is this the Jif versus
Girl, like, okay, Amelia.
Who's the Jif in this one? Who's the Peter Pan?
Those two are the first two are the off-brand Walmart version of peanut butter, and
I disagree. I mean, acting-wise, we've seen. I mean, I didn't see Coda. But as far as
Amelia
quality,
Jones, I would cast her as some other character. Like maybe Huntress.
I can't see her as Supergirl.
Huntress, maybe.
Ooh. Now I can't unsee it.
Here's the thing. I have to say, like, when I see an actress, I have to be like, that is Supergirl. That is that character.
I don't need an actor to 100% look like
They have to, like,
because I like the last Supergirl that they had from Flash. I liked her. I would have been
Melissa
okay with
Benoit
them continuing
did a
with
fantastic
her.
Job. Yeah. She did an absolute, she nailed it.
Yeah.
So did
because
Grant.
She looked like Henry Cavill's cousin.
Yeah, and
I don't need Supergirl to be blonde.
Even Grant Gustin's, like, he's not like an actual blonde, but he did the part of Barry Allen justice in my mind.
Right.
Even like, you know, Stephen Amell, who played Oliver Queen in the DC, you know, Arrowverse universe.
Yeah.
He did a fantastic job. They took a lot of creative liberties, but I thought he did a fantastic job.
But in this situation, if you had to choose, you wouldn't go with the princess.
I don't like Millie. She just the look of her just kind of irks me.
And you wouldn't go with
Amelia. I would cast for something else. But Meg Donnelly, she just feels.
I feel like she would. I agree. I feel like she would. I 100% in my heart, because she's already in the Warner Brothers family, crushing it. I think Millie's gonna get it. But if I was choosing, I'd go with the voice of.
I couldn't really support the Supergirl movie if they casted someone from a Game of Thrones show. I just couldn't.
What would one have to do with the other? I mean, if she's crushing it, she's crushing it, right? Wouldn't that
I have yet to see any of Jason Momoa's work as Aquaman except for the Justice League movies. That's it. Like he does a good job with it, but I just don't want to see Aquaman. I just don't.
Aquaman 1 was great.
I'd never seen it.
It was. It had some horror elements that were.
I just didn't care to watch it. It just wasn't really my cup of tea. And
it wasn't for me.
For me.
I did. There we
go. No, but it just I didn't care for it.
Yeah. No, I understand, guys. Well, let us know what you guys think. Out of the three, who would you pick? Would you pick Meg? Would you pick? I feel like when I say Meg, I feel like I'm saying family guy. Shut up, Meg. Would you pick Amelia Jones or the front runner, Millie Alcock? That sex scene that she did in House of Dragons. I ain't gonna lie about that. I wouldn't mind seeing that again. But let us know what you guys think. Put it in the box below. And thank you guys for watching another episode of Talking Through the Media's Live. I am your host, Chris Fagan. If you guys want to find me, you can reach out to me at Chris W. Fagan or at T3 Media Studios. I'm on both of those. Kev, Mm-hmm. People want to reach out to you, where can they do so?
Just look up at Kevin the Director, all one word, except for Twitter, which is Kevin the Direct NR because of characters.
Yep. And I appreciate you, man, for coming by and helping me out. As always, guys, don't forget, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Let us know what you guys think on these and all the topics. And until next time, guys, see you tomorrow. Peace. We'll see you tomorrow and Talking to the Media's After Dark with Tyler Costa. See you. Hey guys, thanks for watching this video. I really do appreciate it. Hit the subscribe button, like, and comment your thoughts on this topic or any topics that you think that we should talk about in upcoming videos. Also, you can follow us at T3 Medias on Instagram, Twitch, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and we also have a T3 Media Studios podcast where we post our movie reviews and episodes of The Rundown. Till next time, guys.